Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And I'm going to ask you really to duplicate this. It's really, really, really important because I've had to have a change of plans because there was another change of plans. And we're going to get into that in just a minute, but I just wanted to tell you, I really want people to enjoy what I've enjoyed, a miraculous recovery. And I don't think there's anything out of reach for NanoSoma spray. Nothing is out of reach, in my opinion. And you know my deal. I mean, I was headed towards death's doorstep, reversed it. Today, I'm better than I've been in 25 years, just doing amazing things. And when I'm done with this broadcast, I'm going to jump into the weight room and challenge myself. And I look forward to it every day. It's a blessing from God, but it's also because I have this on my side. You want what I got? It works. It truly works. Go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Okay, this is just a PSA, and then I'm just going to say a couple of things that have come up about the border. This is not good. I'll start with the news, and then I'm going to give you an announcement because I'm changing my plans. And if you're thinking about following me to meet me somewhere, I'm not going to be there. So I'll get into that in just a second. I'm getting really clear indicators that a multitude of elected officials, appointed officials, and even some law enforcement, and I think law enforcement's the last to fall because there still is a character that is above the general population in law enforcement. And some people push back on that. That's fine. But they do the job that people can't do or are afraid to do. But yet the cartel are influencing and penetrating these groups. And now we're seeing the stage set for the hiring of illegal aliens, cartel, into our law enforcement to compromise LEO activities. And it's already happening in California. And it's going to other states as well. And we need to stop it. And we need to really double down on getting President Trump and JD Vance in the White House. And we have to make it so overwhelming that no amount of cheating can overcome that because they will turn this around. They will purge this. And you can bet at the, you know, listen, FBI officials, for the most part, except for the ones looking to retirement in, they'll compromise their values. And I'm not saying all of them, but a lot of them. That's who kicks in doors of school board protesters and so forth. Trump's going to take care of all that. He's going to fire the people. When he gets in, he's going to fire these people, and then we can clean up these agencies. And then I'm going to tell you, then he'll sic those federal agencies on corrupt law enforcement. Fortunately, I don't think there's a lot of that, but there are sure in Arizona, where I live, a hell of a lot of public officials that are under the influence of the cartel. And they know it. There's no way they can't know it. Most of it's money laundering operations. Yeah. And this is why Arizona, they say it's a purple state. That's bullshit. It is not a red state. It is not a blue state. It is a corrupt state. And that's the bottom line. All right. Now, you know, I've been a speaker at Take Our Borders Back, but they have changed format and they've changed the person that was running the event in Yuma. And I was going to do it as a bypass onto somewhere else, stop in for a few hours, do my thing, and I'd have to go. Well, they've changed it to an online format. Unfortunately, they didn't tell the original sponsor that they took the event away from, and they didn't tell that person. And so a lot of people are left out in the lurch, but I will not be in Yuma on October 19th. Well, actually, I'll be passing through the day before. But I won't be there to present. So if you were coming with the hope of seeing my presentation, that's not going to happen. So anyway, we're looking at doing some other activities here. And, you know, there's talk. let's put it this way. There's some big, big, big names in the alternative media. Two of them in particular, I'm talking about collaborating with on a couple of things. And we have kind of in the idea stage now. And I look at this to go forward. And we're attracting a lot of attention in what we're doing here. And thank you for spreading the word. I'll give you an example. Thursday, I believe it was Thursday. think it was Thursday. The days start to run together. I've been so busy. But in the morning, I was on the biggest digital radio show in America, Paul Preston, Agenda 21 Radio. Paul and I have been good friends for years. So that's not a big, and then John B. Wells that night. I think it's either the first or second biggest radio show across America, Caravan to Midnight. John and I have been friends for, we both go back well over a decade together, Paul and John and I, and look for some things to happen as we lock arms and join forces. And Scotty Sachs, Jimmy Schwinn, Sarah Westall, myself. Scotty's on all multitude of stations. Sarah, a huge international following, huge. We're all doing something called Sovereign Radio, and we're in the process of getting ready, and we're going to be launching soon. So a lot of big stuff coming out here, and I just wanted to let you know that a lot of us who appear to be working independently are joining forces to increase our reach, but mostly to increase our influence to offset the mainstream media that's controlled by the satanic Bolshevik communists that are overthrowing America. We're going to turn this back, but we're going to need your help. But anyway, just to reiterate, I will not be in Yuma, Arizona on October 19th. It's an online event. I guess they're playing J.J. Carell's documentary. I got to find time to see that. As you know, we had J.J. on the show about 8 days ago. Terrific interview, terrific American. I love what he does. That's just a great, he's a great, great, great patriot. And I can't stress that enough. So anyway, you want to catch his documentary. But we won't be there. I'm sorry. There'll be other events I'll be at if you want to travel. I'm happy to meet you. When I spoke at Clay Clark last December, I was overwhelmed. Seriously. Clay said, "Dave, do you want to come in and talk about CBDC?" Yeah, you bet. And I was right next to General Flynn, got to talk to him for a while. Man, what a great man he is. And it was such a great experience. Scotty Sachs was also there. And the sons, Don Jr., right? He was there. And boy, is he dynamic. I don't know why he's not in politics. He's really good. So anyway, I was at Clay Clark. There is a movement across the board to do a lot of unification of what we do in the alternative media, and it's to your benefit. And when we get Trump in, we will crush the mainstream media. No, we're not going to do anything to them unless they break the law, like the FCC letting George Soros buy 200 stations against all kinds of federal regulations. But other than that, we're not looking to do anything. They're welcome to compete and have their free speech. We believe in that. But this thing is we know we're going to crush their ratings just because I think people know who's telling the truth and which people are propagandizing. So just let you know that's what's going on here. Just wanted to give you an update. And you got to vote early too. And in fact, I want to say that who was it that I saw come on? Oh, it was Trump's lawyer. And she came on, and I saw her on an ad where she said it's really important we vote early. I totally agree with that. So if you've got a chance to do early ballot when your state starts, right, and you're voting for Donald Trump and JD Vance, that's where you got to go. You really do. And to my backyard friends, if you didn't see the expose that I put out on Ruben Gallego and how his legislative efforts benefit his cartel father, you need to see that. He's running against Carrie Lake. The rhinos in Arizona, they're totally corrupted by the cartel and by the Chinese. I mean, totally corrupted. They're not funding Carrie's run. They tried to bribe her out of running, if you recall, the head of the GOP in Arizona, Jeff DeWitt. So you may want to go to Carrie Lake's website, carrielake.com. You need to donate to her because that could swing the balance for the Senate. And she is, if you're not familiar with it, she is dynamic. And in the recent debate, she brought up Rubin's father. She brought up Rubin's voting record. And now she's taking heat for it. And folks, you saw the documentation I presented yesterday if you were here. You saw it, you heard it. I went further than Carrie. And Carrie Lake is a generational candidate. So please just reach down, give out $5, $10. And if a lot of you do that, we can really help push her across the finish line and win control of the Senate. And if we could get Now, I'm not in love with the GOP, and you know that, but if we could get a GOP mostly MAGA dominant majority in the House, the Senate, and we got the White House, then we got a foothold to try to take our country back. But trust me, they'll put BLM in the streets. They're going to put Antifa in the streets. It's going to be hell on wheels in this country for a while. But if we do nothing, communism equals body bags after the consolidation phase. And they're in the consolidation phase right now, trying to install puppet Kamala. So we all got to do our part. Hey, thanks for joining us here. Make sure you check us out at the commonsenseshow.tv, where we have problems, solutions, experts, and we get 5-star ratings on the world's major platforms. The commonsenseshow.tv, we'll see you over there.